Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, we've been down this road before, painfully. The inability to close out games and costly turnovers along the way, leading 64-58 with 5:12 to play against 12th-ranked Illinois on Tuesday night. Senior Trent Frazier scores all 10 points in a closeout of regulation to force overtime at 68. Final, 75-71 Illini, sending Archie Miller's Hoosiers down to their third straight home court loss. And post-game, well, not pulling any punches to us, and a very disturbed Hoosier head man.
At the end of the day, it came down to toughness. It just came down to scrappiness, toughness, grittiness. We just were soft, you know, at the end of the day. And I hate to use the word, but on finishing plays, we're not tough enough. And the simple fact of it is we can't get key stops. We can't get key baskets around the thing. And we're just not confident enough. We're not tough enough. Disappointed, angry.
State of the state for Indiana now 4-6, 1-3 in overtime games this year. And number 8 Iowa awaits Sunday at noon. Illini hit 5 of 8 from the free throw line in overtime and held Indiana to just one field goal. And they didn't score that until 7 seconds to play in the extra period. Enough said. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The girls' 3A sectional opens tonight in the Mustang Corral. Game 2 tonight. Gary Sims, Edgewood Mustangs, the outright WIC champs, riding a 6-game winning streak, tipping off at 7:30 against Northview, preceded by defending champion Brownstown and Owen Valley. You know, after losing a post-Christmas tournament to Brownstown and Indianapolis Chittard back-to-back games, time for a little sit-down with the coach.
We showed him some film and said, look, this is the way you've got to get better. Teams like Brownstown, teams like Chittard, this is what they take. This is what we got to get better. If you buy into that, I literally told them, Joe, we can run the table for this season. And that is exactly what's happening. Sit down was all about getting out, pushing the ball a little harder. Offensively, those teams, we weren't cutting hard. We weren't really hard on both ends. And that's what the difference was.
Well, the girls listened well to Gary Sims. They haven't lost since. 14-6 they are, and that outright conference title was number 3 under Gary's watch. By the way, debuting tonight in its very first IHSA tournament, Brian Brown's LCA Lions. They tip it at 6 alongside White River Valley over in the Class A sectional in Bloomfield. Good luck, ladies, and good luck, Lady Mustang. Take care of business tonight, Edgewood and LCA. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.